Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer, and it's 10 o'clock in the morning here on November 17th at the Bright Red Desk. It's a beautiful Sunday. I'm looking forward to getting out and having a walk a little bit later. But the week ahead, we're going to do it early today because we have room in the schedule, and life is good, and it's a big week. I know, it feels like every week's a big week, but this is a big week. Somebody asked me, and I thought it would be instructive to ask, to add, that what happens when planets get near the sun from our position here on Earth as we watch them is they tend to go faster, right? So we feel like they're speeding up. So now, as you know, Saturn and Pluto are sitting there in Capricorn and the sun is approaching it, it's going to feel like everything's going faster, you know, as the sun gets closer and closer to Capricorn. So I know it already feels like it's going at a breakneck speed, but you ain't seen nothing yet. So a lot of people have been talking to me when they're calling for readings or coming over to my house for readings about, you know, the speed and kind of figuring out how to prioritize. Because there's so much going on, a lot of it is about the immediate intention, right? So you want to kind of go, okay, I got all this stuff going on. I know next year I have all these huge cycles starting, and I know I've said I'm going to do a podcast on this, which I am. We haven't quite gotten it together yet, but we're it's just been really busy here. As we're moving towards all this activity next year, which basically starts a 36-year cycle, a 29-year cycle, a 20-year cycle, and a 13-year cycle, all in this little tiny patch of our chart between 22 and 27 of Capricorn and then at zero of Aquarius, right? So those spots are hot. So if you have any planets at 27, at 22 to 27, or at zero, you know, 29, 1, 2, so basically just think anything between 22 and 3, you know, those are all really being activated. Because Saturn, the lord of karma and work and how we get stuff done, is going over them. And Pluto is going to go over them. And Jupiter is going to go over them. So those three, those are the three big guys of the zodiac. I mean, there's a couple others, Neptune and Uranus, who are hanging out in other places. But kind of like a little mob, a little gang of three. You know, we keep hearing about the gang of three in the impeachment hearings. Well, there's a gang of three in the heavens, too. And what's happening now is Saturn's being released, you know, because he's releasing all the planets that you have between 14 and 20. He's popping off of them. So those planets have had to redo things, and now they're being set free, right? So he's kind of said to them, calm down, go slow. And now he's off of them, and they're all going, oh, I'm free, I'm free. So they're kicking up. So what it really feels like is we've got this enormous to-do list in front of us of things to do or plans to make or just busy, busy, because the planets are moving rapidly. Saturn's releasing them from captivity. We're coming to ending cycles. We're ending a 36-year cycle. We're ending a 20-year cycle. We're ending a 29-year cycle. We're ending a 17-year cycle. 13-year cycle. So when we have all these endings, because endings happen, of course, before beginnings. You know, we graduate from college before we go off to find a job. We stop being a single person. When we get married, we become a married person, right? So there's endings of our old life and beginnings of our new life. And that is a lot of work, especially if you haven't been keeping up, because now all of a sudden you got a lot of assignments due to the cosmic police guy, Saturn. So I was tweeting the other day or Facebooking the other day, and my assistant, Rachel, had posted a picture of her cat on her new mantle in her new apartment. And I looked at the picture, and it was really cute. And then I noticed that her Christmas stockings were up. So I'm like, it's not even Thanksgiving yet. So I wrote, and I said, is that a Christmas stocking? And Rachel wrote, yeah. And now they had just moved into a new apartment. And she said, you know, we were unpacking and we figured we might as well just put them up now because Christmas is coming. And I'm like, okay. You know, I said, Merry Christmas. So eminently practical Rachel with her Capricorn, Capricorn rising, You know, it's like, yeah, well, I'm going to pack them away and then unpack them in a week. No, I'm just going to put them up now. So, you know, do that. I've been really focusing, because I'm running really scattered right now, on finishing stuff, even if I have to take a minute or two more to do it, because if I don't finish it, it's gone. And I don't know where it went. And I, you know, it's just not there, you know, and I'm like, oh, man. So today I was looking for something, and I'm like, did I not save that? Probably not. I know I did it, but I can't find it, right? So take that extra moment, because it is so busy, because it is so crazy, because Mercury is stationing to go direct this week, and give yourself that little bit of extra time that allows you to complete the task and really cross it off your to-do list, right? Because the energy is so fast-moving and so fierce and so intense, you can get lost in it. Like, just, you know, you just pick up, you finish, and then you run to the next thing. And, of course, because there are all these endings, do make sure, as you part from people, that you say goodbye, I love you, give them a big hug, you know, because endings are totally what's running on all around the world. We're watching lots and lots of endings. And so whether they're sad endings or they're happy endings because you're going to something joyous, it is a time to really appreciate those endings. So there was an astrologer in New York who I haven't worked with in a long time, but I used to work with a lot. And I'd heard, you know, she was moving to Florida. And so by the time I got to write to her, she'd already moved, you know, to say, hey, let's get together for a bite. And I thought, oh. But I also was like, well, you know, you got to grab it in the moment. So that's the other part, the other message, grab it in the moment. You don't know when you're going to have it again. So take that moment to sit down and to go, okay, I have 30 seconds to have a cup of tea with you. I have 20 minutes that I can listen to you. Because it is so fluid, it is so fast-moving, and things are changing so quickly. And in that swirl, as Mercury comes to a station this week, because he's going to stop and turn retrograde and go direct, and then it feels like it gets even faster. Right now we're reviewing things. You know, we're reviewing Mercury retrograde, saying, hey, look at this, hey, look at that, hey, look at that. But once Mercury goes direct on Wednesday, we are into new territory. We're moving in a new way, in a new place, in a new direction, and it's forward, full steam ahead. Right? So just know it's really fast. Take the moment to finish the item, finish the process, send that email, because trust me, you're not going to have another time to get back to it. You're going to get swirled away into the next thing. And as you swirl off, you go, oh, wait, I forgot to send that email. Because you did, because you swirled off. And it's okay. It's just knowing that it's really, really speedy, really, really a little out of control. Not in a bad way, but because so much is ending, these huge major cycles all going boom, boom, boom. You remember the TV show a long time ago, Get Smart? And he walked through these halls. He was a secret agent for the government. And he walked through the halls with Don Adams. It was relic from my childhood. Some of you youngins don't remember it. But as he was, probably on Netflix, actually, or that TV show, that the TV channel that shows all those early morning shows, as he walked through the hall, boom, 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 the door is slamming behind him, right? That's what you're having. That's what we're having. Cosmic doors slamming behind us, saying that chapter's finished, that chapter's done, next, next, next. And honoring that next, 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 is also recognizing its end, end, end. And, of course, right now Mars is in Libra, which is its detriment, so it's feeling a little, and he's answering to Venus in Sag, which is all over the place. But in a couple of weeks, in a week or so, he goes into Scorpio. And when Mars goes into Scorpio, which he's going to be in for the whole rest of the year, actually that happens on the 19th, that happens this week, when he goes into Scorpio, everything gets more intense, 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 intense. So we were going to watch for this intensity to uptick, and I do encourage you to finish the immediate task. Tell everybody you know they're feeling very swirled and very fast. You know, focus on the moment, get it done, so that it's finished and you can do it and go on to the next thing without having to come back. Because you know how, like, when you put something down and then you go back to it, you have to review it and remember it and go, oh, yeah, where was I on that? Yeah, it was a good thought. So speedy, speedy, fast, fast. And also because Mercury's stationing, he's still going to be in Scorpio till December 9th. So we're still going to hear lots and lots of secrets and stories coming out in our own life and in our world. And we're also going to have a lot of things surfacing. I've got a lot of clients hearing from old partners, old relationships, old bosses. You know, I've been having kind of getting in, you know, a lot of people from my past have been reaching out and saying, hey, you know, I was thinking about you. So it's, you know, take the time to take the call. Take the time to talk to them. That's part of the Mercury retrograde as we're going forward. Sometimes you get new information from these people, or you get a new idea from them, or you get a different way of thinking about something. They'll say something because they are from your past, and they'll reframe it or they'll re-slant it in a new light. And when that happens, take a minute to think about the ripple effect. Okay, so they said this to you, and you went, wow. And then you, as they said it, then you went, okay, and then you learned all these other things, right? Or you rethought, because they said what they said, you kind of thought, I never thought of it that way before. Well, if I think of it that way, then that means bop, 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 bop. You know, so as an example, like when we were watching the Trump impeachment hearings this week, I didn't have a chance, unfortunately, to watch them all because I've been running around too much. But the ambassador who was recalled, you know, as I was watching that and watching her talk, I kept thinking, well, that's a Pluto transit if I ever heard one. And, of course, you know, the Internet is a beautiful thing, so I got her chart up. And I was looking at it, and, you know, she's a heavy-duty Scorpio, as one might imagine, being based in Mogadishu and working in a number of hardship ambassadorships. And, you know, and, of course, the thing that really confounded her is, why would they talk trash about me? And I was reminded of a client I had who worked for the government a few years back. I mean, she still works for the government, but a few years back she was having a Pluto transit. And we kind of went through it together, because that's what my chart does, is I go through Pluto transits with people. And she was really being besmirched and smeared, and people were saying horrible, you know, her boss and her, you know, some nasty coworker were saying nasty things about her. And it was really like, you know, hold the fort. And she's a Scorpio, got a lot of Scorpio in her chart. And I remember thinking the strength, you know. And so as I watched Marie on TV talking about it and going, like, I don't, I get that he can fire me, but I don't understand why he had to smear me. And that's lower form Pluto. You know, the smearing stuff is lower form Pluto. It's abuse of power. And when people are having a Pluto transit, I often say, hey, get the Power Book by Robert Greene, because he talks about abuse of power and how it rolls out. And I watched her testifying, and I remembered times in my life, because we have all, if we're of a certain age, we've all had a Pluto transit, you know, remembering a boss I had in 88, 89, who really changed the course of my life. But, man, it was hell. It was hell. And I watched her, and I watched, you know, the lack of defense by some of the people, the lack of recognizing, you know, she's losing her life, losing her career, losing what she worked for 33 years. And then I watched Adam Schiff say, you know, tweeting in live time, being picked on and attacked again. And I thought, wow, you know, we're really watching an opportunity, and we all have it in our lives, about how we want to proceed in the face of this kind of energy. And I can remember talking to a friend of mine a while back and saying, yeah, you know, I might try and see if I can get a passport and go live somewhere else. And he looked at me in all seriousness, and he goes, I am not leaving my country. I'm going to fight to defend my country and defend her values. And I kind of went, whoa, okay, got it. And I thought about it, and I thought, yeah, passport notwithstanding, that's probably what we're going to have to do. I want you to fight to defend your life. I want you to think about what you want your life to look like. for the next 36 years, 20 years, 29 years, 13 years, because the Capricorn part of your house, the Capricorn part of your chart, the structure of your life, you are building. And it's really important. You're building it on, it's in the Virgo decan, the Constitution, the government, the State Department, the Congress, Washington's layout itself is the Virgo Constitution, is the constellation of Virgo. So our job in these times is to think about, what are we serving? What God are we serving? What is the thing that we believe in? What is our truth? And that is where we should focus our attention and then wrap our lives around that direction. And know that that's the post that we can hang on to. When she stood up and she left that hearing and everybody started to clap, I started to cry, which I'm doing now, just remembering it, you know, for all the people who've had Pluto transits where they've had bullies and they've had people abuse their power. And how do we get it to stop when it's happening in the highest office in our country and it's happening in the most powerful country in the world? Like, when did we stop playing fair, you know? So at any rate, on to the weekly weather. Okay, let's talk about those moons. Whew. All right. To the mundane energy. What are we supposed to do? Okay, so today the moon is in Cancer, and its closing aspect today, the 17th, is a square to Mars. So it's a lot about taking action. Of course, Mars is in Libra, and moon in Cancer is emotional. Sorry for crying. Well, no, I'm not sorry. I'm just, you know, what are you going to do? Moon goes into Leo at 4:57 p.m. today, and it's in Leo Sunday night, Monday, and it goes void at 4:11 p.m. with a square to the sun in Scorpio on the 19th. It's then void Tuesday afternoon through 9 p.m., 8:54 p.m., when it goes into Virgo. And it's in Virgo Wednesday and Thursday until 10:30, and then the Virgo moon ends with a sextile to the sun in Scorpio. And also during the Virgo moon, Mercury stations to go direct. Goes direct at 2:12 p.m. on Wednesday the 20th, which means the 2 days before, the 18th, 19th, and the 21st and the 22nd, Mercury is essentially stopped in the sky. So this week it is going to feel like we're doing kind of a giant cosmic pivot and moving ourselves forward in a new direction. Then we get to 11:20 p.m. on the 21st, the 22nd, the Friday is the moon's in Libra, and then it goes void on the 23rd at 9:49 p.m. That going void is with a sextile to Jupiter, which is nice because that sextile to Jupiter, moon in Libra, sextile to Jupiter, is kind of a forward motion handshake. Let's get everything moving in a new way. Then the moon goes into Scorpio early in the morning next Sunday at 12:58 a.m., and it's in Scorpio Sunday the 24th, and it's in Scorpio the 25th, going void at 12:30 in the afternoon on Monday. And then next week on Tuesday, the 26th, we have a new moon at 4 Sagittarius. And the going void, the Scorpio moon on Sunday and Monday goes void with another nice closing aspect of a sextile to Pluto. Next week, we have Mars going into Scorpio. That happens on Tuesday at 2:41 in the morning. Mercury stationing to go direct, and then the sun entering Sagittarius on Friday. Of course, Sagittarius is the sign of lights, and Jupiter is still in Sag for another couple of weeks. So that is the last time the sun and Jupiter are going to kind of be in Sagittarius at the same time for 12 years. So we're going to watch this next Christmas time. I mean, obviously, it's going to be, you know, sun into Sag on the 22nd. Is going to be in Sag most of December. So Jupiter's going to leave Sagittarius before the sun catches him. So that Jupiter goes into Capricorn on the 2nd. But what is going to catch him one more time before we're done this week is Venus is going to catch up to Jupiter. And she's going to do that on the 24th, next Sunday. Now, what can happen, you know, so really, you know, we just had the sun in Sag, and the sun's not catching Jupiter, but Venus is, which is about what our passions are. So as she catches up to Jupiter next Sunday, there's kind of a sense of abundance and expansion and knowledge and wisdom in New York. It's the astrology conference here. We have an education conference every week, and I'm speaking on Tuesday. And literally at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm speaking on Jupiter. So our job, you know, Jupiter and upcoming journey in Capricorn, but our job with the Sag energy is really a lot about how do we work with it and what's our vision. So think of candles in a restaurant, lots and lots of candles all on a tray, and the waitress or the waiter lights them all. And now all the candles are in the tray, and the tray is a light. And then they take all those candles and they scatter them through the restaurant. That's your job this week. It's really about scattering the light and recognizing that often in the darkness, you know, we really feel a little bit of oppression and depression, and we watch things, you know, where we see people ganging up on other people, and we go, wow, that's kind of neat. And I get it. I understand human nature. I deal with it every day, and I deal with people at crossroads, and I deal with people undergoing pretty hellacious Pluto transits that really tap them to the bottom of their toes. And I always say, hey, you know, I know it's a Pluto transit, but you're going to get a present when you're done. And one of the presents is you come out and you go, never again. I'm never doing that again. Or I never want to do that again. But I've also learned something incredibly valuable, and I appreciate what I learned. And I wouldn't want to go through it again, but I really learned something amazing. And you often learn something amazing about yourself when you're going through Pluto transit. So we're all going through one as a country. We're all going through one. And we're all going through one in our own lives because Saturn and Pluto are meeting up and saying the world as you know it is going to be permanently changed. Be aware. Be conscious. Pay attention to what the changes are in your life. Pay attention to what the messages are you're receiving, and figure out your best plan for coping with them, because we are entering powerful times. So forward into the week, we did the moons, the sun this week, 27 Scorp into 4 Sag. Sun enters Sag on November 22nd, 10 in the morning, and his aspects this week are usually pretty nice. He does have a little bit of a trine to the wound on the 23rd, so you may find out about a wound. He also is being a little bit, he's bringing to light some difficult information on the 19th and 20th, especially around health matters, but hopefully able to fix them and adjust them. He has a stressful aspect with Saturn on the 24th, so you may have to make a stand about what you believe is truth and power. And then we have the sun biquintile, the north node, on the 25th, which is often a gift of grace and an invitation to do something. That's, of course, after the sun's in Sag. And then we have to make an adjustment on the 25th. Sun is in conjunct Uranus. This can also be a health aspect, so be careful around 8:59 on the 25th. Mercury this week, very slow. He's basically going from 12 to 12, 12 to 11 to 12 to 13 because he's stationing. And he's stationing at 11:35 Scorpio. And so he's not really doing much except having some stress with Jupiter on the 18th and the 25th. He's often also having a little bit of stress with Venus on the 23rd. So remember, Mercury's in Scorpio. He's not really able to speak, but he's able to look and he's able to go, wow, you know. And also don't dismiss the stories you're hearing, like Devin Nunes dead with, well, this sounds like a matter for the personnel committee. You know, I'm like, wow, you know. The stories you're going to hear this week or the things you're going to experience, and in your own life, too. Remember, you're running around in the world, so it's going to bring up old emotional stuff. Mercury's rolling around in the swamp down there, and he is really digging up stuff. And 11 and a half is sixth, seventh grade. So what were you doing at age 11 and a half? That story is also up. Venus is running from 21 Sag to 0 Capricorn. She goes into zero cap next week on the 25th. I completely missed her when I was prepping this, so we'll talk a little bit about it. She goes into Capricorn on the 25th. So she's in Sag, happy, happy, run, 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 go, go, go. Of course, she meets up with Jupiter for the, you know, he's going to leave Sag, and this is their last time together on November 24th, because they're going to be bonding and having a little party. And so that Jupiter-Venus conjunction also marks the last time Jupiter hangs with Venus for another 12 years. Again, in abundance energy, really give yourself permission to work with this on a deeper level, but also, you know, think about what it is that you desire for the next 12 years. Whisper it in Jupiter's ear. He's leaving. He's not going to talk to your ego, but he is going to go talk to your structure and your transformation planets, where he's going to hang out all next year. So make sure to tell Jupiter what you're looking for. Babies, books, finishing stuff up, claiming your birthright, I don't know, whatever. Being a mother, being a father, getting that great job, doing that performance, all forward. Venus also has a hard aspect to Pluto, which invites her to whisper into Pluto's ear, you know, you might think about this. Now, it's not that Pluto's going to act on it yet, but she does need to say it to him. And that's going to happen on Monday, today and Monday, the 18th. And then Venus goes into Cap, where she's going to be. So I didn't look. I don't have it written down. Venus is going to be in Capricorn until we get to December 20th. And she's a little more serious-minded when she's in Capricorn. And Saturn, of course, is in Cap. So, you know, she's working with Saturn in his favorite sign. So this is also a really good one for paring down or prioritizing what's most important to you. Mars this week goes into Scorpio on the 19th. So now he gets more intense. I know it's hard to believe he's more intense, but right now it's a little more fiery. It's in Libra. It answers to Jupiter in Sag. So it's a little more out there. It's a little more shouting things. You know, I woke up this morning looking at my Yahoo thing, and Barr did some nasty speech at the Federalist Society, and people are calling for his impeachment. And that's, you know, that's Venus in Sag answering to Mars in Libra. Once Mars goes into Scorpio, he becomes much more strategic. Mars in Scorpio, Mars is in his ruler when he's in Scorpio, and he has a lot of energy around, you know, what I'm thinking you're doing, I'm not going to be talking about it, I'm just going to be taking action. Mars in Scorpio is revenge. Mars in Scorpio is, as one of my friends says, revenge is a dish best served cold, but it also is concrete stealth actions. So this is when we're going to really watch some stuff surface. So you really want to pay attention, because Mars goes into Scorpio right as Mercury stations direct. So we're going to watch that 19th, 20th, and 21st, because Mercury's paused and he's at 11, and Mars is Scorpio and he's intense. So he's going to be telling you stuff. He also has a lot of aspects to Uranus the weekend of the 24th and the 25th, because he's opposite Uranus, and he's also contra-parallel. So there's kind of an aha or a breakup or a breakdown on the 24th, 25th, that weekend before Thanksgiving. Saturn has a trine to Vesta on the 22nd, encouraging you to clean out the home and hearth. Uranus has a trine to Ceres, encouraging you to be creative as he trines Ceres. And then Pluto has a semi-square to Athena. So this is one of those situations where someone may think they're too smart for the situation, but they get nailed on it. So that's going to be November 22nd. That's like a catch-ya date. I caught you doing this. Wow. And so there's a lot of energy going on around catching things or finding things out. Remember, Mercury's still in the swamp. He still knows where the Scorpio stuff is. And as he crawls out of the swamp between now and December 9th, he's going to be carrying home some stuff he caught in the swamp or he found. You know, remember those guys with the magnetic detectors walking on the beach and it goes beep, 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 and there's some gold in there. So watch for the gold to surface in your life. It might need to be washed off a little because it's been in the swamp. Watch for the gold moments, for the gold ideas, for the things that make you go, Oh, as you are working through this busy, busy, busy time, trying to get everything accomplished, so much ending, so much new beginnings, might be hard, but do take that moment and do please, please, please buckle down on your self-care. Double down. Make sure you go to bed early. Make sure you take that bath or that salt water shower. It's very intense energy. So be careful out there, and I wish you all a great week with lots and lots of changes. Ann Ortley, signing off from the Bright Red Desk.